With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Andy McCarthy here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Are you in the library as we're speaking?
I am, Don.
I'm honored. I am honored. Boy, it's around the clock in that library.
Yeah, you know, I was just in the car, but I ran up here because I knew you were calling.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Andy, very much. So that was a very good panel last night, and I was glad you got a good bit of time with Laura Ingraham. I'd rather see two people than four, but you made a point, and I wanted to flesh that out, because I had a couple callers yesterday who were reasonable, and they made this point, Andy. Yeah, the Trump case is worse on campaign finance report, because it's not about dollars per se. It's about the motives of what he was trying to do here, including, I think these, you probably know some of these people in the Southern District. New York Times had a headline, he was defrauding the American people by paying this money off, and ergo, they didn't have knowledge of his character when he was running for president.
Well, except that, you know, even if you buy that theory, which I don't, but let's for argument's sake, say they're right. Let's say that Trump did exactly what they are demanding, that he treated this like a campaign finance matter and mm-hmm. he treated these payments like donations. This happened in October, shortly before the election. The reporting, as I understand it from the FEC, is done on a quarterly basis. If it's done on a monthly basis, I'm not sure. But you wouldn't have found out about this until after the election, because the disclosure reports wouldn't have come out until December or January. So I guess I just don't understand that theory. If he was trying to not put people on notice about this before Election Day, if he had complied with what they say the law is, they wouldn't have found out about it until after the election.
Right, exactly. Now, what were you referencing, Andy? If you had more time, would you have cited a few of these cases? Are you going to write about them? Where you say, yeah, the Trump thing, there have been other cases similar to this where there's somewhat of a major issue to be hashed over and the people got fines. In other words, the Trump case, let's stipulate the facts is that are out there. It's not different than some of these other cases. Those people did not get indicted and go to jail.
Yeah, well, what I was mainly referencing, Dom, the big case here, of course, is the Obama 2008
right.
campaign, where the amount of money involved dwarfs the amount of money that we're talking about here. And while I understand, you know, people want to say, well, the intent to defraud is clearer mm-hmm. in Trump's case than it was in that case, I'm not sure I agree with that, but I would say this. In Obama's case, there's absolutely positively no doubt that what you're dealing with are campaign contributions, whereas in Trump's case, it's very unclear that this is a campaign contribution. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, their theory is that this is an in-kind payment. Now, here's my counter to that, and I may have mentioned this to Laura last night. I don't remember because I talked about this so many times yesterday. But let's say, for argument's sake, that Trump agreed that these were campaign expenses. What do you think would have happened if Trump had then said, okay, well, I'm going to take campaign funds that have been donated to my campaign
right.
and use them to pay this hush money? Don't you think the Democrats would have been then saying that he had diverted campaign funds to pay private expenses?
It would have been worse in some ways, yeah.
Yeah, if that's what you think they would have said, then it can't be that they get you coming or going, right? That if you mm-hmm. that if you don't consider them campaign expenses and you don't disclose, they get you for that felony. And if you do consider them campaign expenses but you pay them with campaign money, they get you fight. Then they become private matters,
mm-hmm.
right? So I just think this is part of the reason why the campaign finance laws, which to my mind are constitutionally dubious to begin with, but I do not think they should be a criminal law matter at all, because we want our criminal statutes to be so clear that the average person understands what the law forbids. You know, everybody knows you can't rob the bank, right? Everybody knows you can't break.
That is a great. That is a great point. I hope you say that a lot again, Andy. They give you space to flesh that out. And your colleague last night, Attorney General Judge McCaskey, I think he said this. He said the statute in question says that the sole purpose must be to win an election, and you could probably prove that there could be other purposes as far as why Trump did this, the public embarrassment, his wife, etc. I know, maybe given three marriages, I don't know if that's a stretch, but he made that point, that to your point, it has to be very clear about what you can't do.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think that Judge Mukasey's point on that may ultimately be right. I think what the prosecutors would say on the other side is that, well, no, if the statute says the purpose, it doesn't mean it has to be the only purpose. There could be other purposes. But I think his point and the real value in it is that because these are administrative violations that they're trying to turn into criminal felonies, the law at least does, I mean, I don't think they should be criminal felonies at all, but when they make them criminal felonies, at least the law requires the prosecutor to establish the highest level of intent that's required in the criminal mm-hmm. law, and that's willfulness, which means you have to know that you are violating the law and act with an evil purpose to violate it. And I think what President Trump would say is, you know, look, number one, I'm the candidate, so I don't have any spending limits. I never even think about this because I can spend whatever I want to spend on my campaign. And my reason for entering these private agreements was not campaign related. It was to prevent embarrassment to myself, embarrassment to my family, didn't want to get my wife hurt, didn't want my children to have to hear about this stuff. And I think it would be very difficult, even if you accepted their premise that this is an in-kind contribution, which I'm not satisfied it is, be very difficult to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he willfully violated the campaign finance laws.
Exactly. We're talking with Andy McCarthy. So, Andy, with all that as backdrop then, why are you convinced, and you were out there way ahead of a lot of people, that they are going to go forward and indict President Trump with all these difficulties?
Well, Don, I guess, you know, to make this clear, I'm kind of like the weatherman who tells you
right.
it's going to rain. I'm not in favor of the rain. I'm just telling you it's right. going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at what the Southern District is doing here, and number one, they got Cohen to plead guilty to these charges. And usually when you plead guilty to extra felony counts, that's bad. But I think he actually did this because it helped him in the long run, because he knows they're trying to make a case on Trump. They went out of their way when he pled guilty to get him to say that he was directed by Trump to do this, which was not necessary to his guilty
mm-hmm.
plea. So they
okay.
wanted to get him locked in on that. They've given four people immunity in this case, two from the Trump organization, as I understand it, and the two National Enquirer executives who were involved in this. I don't think they thought they needed to tighten up their case on Cohen. I don't think the Southern
yeah, exactly.
is handing out a bunch of immunities in order to get
But why do that, Andy, though, with the difficulties that you've laid out brilliantly here? Why indict Trump then? What is it that's driving to do that?
Well, I think, Dom, you know, you and I would bet, are probably in agreement that the campaign finance laws are troublesome.
Yes.
Constitutionally, that they crack down or they limit people's free speech. And you know, we're of one philosophical mind on this. If you've ever discussed campaign finance with people who are of the other mind, people of the, like, John McCain bent, they think that, money in politics is evil, and that they feel passionately about the importance of the campaign finance laws. If you read the 40-page sentencing memorandum that the Southern District filed in Cohen's case, it is a testimonial to the importance of the campaign finance laws in terms of making sure that the rich and the powerful, that's a quote, do not one-sidedly usurp our election system and create public cynicism, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I think that, you know, this is something that comes from the philosophical bent of mind that the campaign finance laws are crucially, critically important. I happen to think that they're not, and I also happen to think that even if you thought they were, this is not a place for the criminal law to intrude. But, you know, I mean, all of us can say our piece, right? But Congress passed these laws.
Yep, exactly. Parting area, Comey, 166 times memory loss on some major things in his testimony. Did anything jump out at you with his testimony, or did we learn anything new about the FISA application of how they got all that going?
I guess, you know, the thing that jumps out is the same thing a number of people have mentioned, which is that he really conceded that they didn't verify the information that was given to the FISA court. I don't know how he can concede that and then continue to run around saying that, you know, anybody who thinks that there was a problem with the FISA here is smoking something, because, those two things can't be true, right? Their procedures tell them that they have to verify stuff before they go to the FISA court. If they haven't done it, then there's a problem with the FISAs. It seems pretty straightforward. And I guess the point that I would make that I haven't heard anyone else make, but I'm sure it's obvious enough, is his lack of awareness and lack of information by his own account, to me, makes his analysis of the Hillary Clinton emails investigation and why she shouldn't be charged even more suspect than I thought it was when he gave it, because it sounds to me like he couldn't explain, you know, who got immunity and why they got immunity and why they let the witnesses sit in. And I noticed when he gave his press conference, not only did his legal explanation for why she wasn't charged, not only did that not make any sense to me, I also noticed that he virtually didn't address the destruction of the emails, the potential for charging her for taking away government property, the fact that some of the stuff was under congressional subpoena at the time that she tried to destroy it, which is obstruction. He didn't even address any of that stuff. So it makes me wonder, did he know that there were these other charges out there?
It is pretty stunning. And a guy that I didn't have any animus toward, and I took you as sort of the lead, you know, of his reputation and all that. But now, based on all this, and, you know, I know he likes the celebrity status. Now, who wouldn't? I get all that. Now, though, when I see him, it's really going downhill rapidly. So I need to ask this. Are you on Fox today, and what times?
I think I'm on the Kennedy show on the Fox Business Channel tonight. I think that's it. I think I wore them out yesterday.
All righty. Where did we
find? Probably saw their – I was on. Their ratings went down, so they've
– Oh, yeah, right. Not happening. Where do we find all things Andy McCarthy? What's the best thing to do?
Thanks for asking, Dom. National Review, and I wrote – the column that I wrote over the weekend is on the opinion section of the Fox website.
Good stuff. I did. Website. That's where I got it, too. Andy, thank you. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Thanks, Dom. My pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.